Abaisai, we're on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. It's Mishnah Yud, part of Halacha Dalet. So the Mishnah says, Mishahayim mixes banav tmeim, who mixes banav tahirim. Let's say somebody is faced with a situation where some of his children he knows are tar, some are tamei. What should he do? Because Maisa Shaini, as we know, cannot be eaten be tuma, only be tahara. So Meniachas HaSela, he can set aside the Sela ba'aymer and say, Masha ha tahirin shaisin Sela zu mukhalel Sela. But only what the tahirin are going to, only what the tahirin are going to eat, let's say it's wine or drink, is mukhalel, is deconsecrated, as the art scroll says, for that. And therefore is meiser sheni, but nimsu tmeim utaharim shayis mikadechas. So when you come out is that both the tmeim and the tahirin can drink from the same pitcher. Okay, and that's the halacha of this mishnah. Okay, so if you recall the basically, the Mishnah has three different cases. Okay, the first case we had in the Mishnah was when you're mechalal outside of Yerushalayim, you're mechalal silver coins on copper coins. Okay, you have copper, right? And you have copper coins, and you want to be mechal them onto a silver coin outside of Yerushalayim. The middle case, which we're about to discuss, is where you want to be mechalel peiros and silver coins onto a large silver coin, the combination of those two. That's machlekes between Reb Meir and Chachamim. And the third case was once the person is in Yerushalayim, taking the silver and turning it back into copper, and to what extent you can use silver for that. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to refer you to 21A1. That variant A box is worth everything. It's the gross pshat in the Mishnah, and basically the Gra learns the whole Mishnah as one basic halacha and variance. And it's all we have to know is there is a problem with being mechal silver on silver. And those are the exceptions to it. To what extent can you be mechal silver on silver as a combination with silver and copper on silver, and so on. Okay? So this is the middle, so this is one of the exceptions. One of the exceptions is, generally, you cannot be mechal silver on silver, but let's say you have produce, peiros, and you have silver. Can you take both of those and be mechalal that on silver? Is there a problem with silver on silver with that? Reb Meir said, no. Chachamim said, yes, you can. Okay, so Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar says the Gemara, ma pligin Reb Meir Rabban. And what is the machlekes? Only beperish ein be'engedei kesef. Only peiros that don't have the value of a dinar. But if the pears do have a value of a dinner, af rabbanim might die. Even the chacham ramayda that you cannot be mechalal the combination of the pears more than a dinner and kesef on a larger kesef coin. And the reason being, if it's smaller than a dinner, so the pears are not considered a significant enough amount to be considered their own chilol. So the combination of the peiros and the kesef will not violate kesef on kesef. But once the peiros are a dinner and considered a significant enough amount to be mechalal, it's a standalone amount. Therefore, the kesef is a standalone amount. Okay? And there is a problem with kesef on kesef, because we don't look at it as a combination anymore. And the Gemara actually elaborates and speaks it out. So therefore, chatzi dinner kesef, according to Chachamim now, not according to Reb Meir, chatzi dinner kesef, chatzi dinner peiros mutter, And if it's half and half, it's mutter. Dinar kasef, bedinar peiros, aser. If it's a dinar of a full dinar of peiros and a full dinar of kasef, you can't do that. That's considered kasef on kasef, and it's a violation of that. And kol shekain, of course, shnei dinar kasef, shnei dinar peiros aser. That for sure is even more significant. What the Gemara does not speak out, and you will see in variant B box, the case of how about chatzi dinner peiros, and more than let's say a dinner and a half of kesef, is that okay?
Why should it be if once it's more than a dinner, it's of substance, so it doesn't disappear?
No. So again, if you have chatzi dinner peiros and a chatzi and a half dinner of kesef. So he speaks it out on that second to last paragraph. If you're saying you're looking at the peiros, so it's not significant enough. So he says rather other explain. It depends on how you understand it. Other explains the law of remission is not based on a prohibition against deconsecrating silver onto silver at all. It's like taking away from the chashivas of Paris Meiser when you combine Kesef and Meiser. So there's a question there. I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay, now we're at 21A3. The Chacham, remember, so we had a...
How would you succinctly explain the source of silver on silver? What's the problem with that? Why can't we do equivalents? What are we doing wrong by doing that? What's the negative side?
Yeah. I think I saw it, but I can't. It's not coming up. You guys recall?
Change once and not twice.
Oh, so that's a different issue.
Yeah.
Exchange once and not twice. And I saw in one of the footnotes, and that was really interesting to me, in one of the variant boxes. That is the reason for Shammai. Remember, and we're not going to discuss, for whatever reason, we're not going to discuss Shammai here. But the reason for Shammai, some say. We are going to discuss Shammai. I'm sorry. We're going to get there. So we're going to get to what you say. I'm not going to speak it out now. We'll get to it in a second. What's the reason not for silver on silver? Because it has to be. I mean, when you look at the best way to just look it up quickly is that introduction. You know, general introduction, and it's exchanging coins for coins was number 4, and it said there. The rabbis reason that redemption requires a transfer of sanctity to an unlike object. Therefore, where both sets of coins are alike, e.g. both are silver, they prohibited the exchange. So it's midrabanan. Okay? It has to be a like, an unlike object. Can't be like object. Because that already goes into disrespecting the Meisers, in some way being machal for use of a bad term, because chilla here means something else, but you're being machal Meiser. In other words, you're cheapening it. You're cheapening it. Yeah, and we saw other things going on also. There's also a concern that every time you exchange it, Meiser always loses money with the money changer. So what you're doing, you know, kesef to zarf to kesef or kesef to the chayshus, right? So okay, so that has a bastam kesef to kesef, somebody's gonna pay, right?
There's no checkoff box. Yeah. Match campaign. Yeah. Pay transactional fees.
So I think that's, I mean, that's maybe the best way of, best rationale I can think of. Okay, so now remember we had a four-way machlokes of the middle case. What was the middle case? The middle case was it was actually the last case, right? Deconsecration of kesef onto nechoshes, onto prutos. Okay, the last case within Yerushalayim. Okay, and that's where we got into this whole thing. Beis Shammai said what? Beis Shammai said it has to be the whole amount has to be prutos. Beis Hillel said it could be shekel of prutos. And then we had all of these other shitas. It could be 3/4, 1/4, and even smaller fractions, right? So that third shita after Beis Hillel was the danin hadanim lefei chachamim said something different. So the Gemara was interested historically. Elohen adanim, who are the danim lefei chacham you find through Shas? And apparently it's not the only time it's mentioned. But Nazai ben Zayma. And just to look at that footnote 13 to remind us who they are. These scholars did not reach old age, were not ordained. They sat on the ground in front of the other chachamim and engaged them in debate, challenging their opinions and responding to their questions. Nevertheless, they were great Torah scholars worthy of rendering judgments. Indeed, they were the greatest scholars of their era. Okay? Ben Azai and Ben Zayma. Elohen al-Talmidim. Some people are Gairis Talmidim. If you look at 14, some people, in some places, in Menachos, for instance, it says Lemaiden Lifnei Rebbe. It's not Talmidim, but those generally were referring to the same. Those are Chananya ben Chachinai, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya. And Eda Kadisha, or otherwise sometimes known as Kahala Kadisha de Yerushalayim, there are Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, and the footnote says some interesting things here. 60 is worth just looking at. The Medrash states they were called holy assembly because they split their days into thirds, spending a third on Torah, a third in Tefillah, and a third in Malacha. Others cited, explained it was because they toiled in study of Torah during the winter and worked during the summer. So those are called Eda Kedosha, the person that split. Okay, this is this is where the Rambam is coming. That famous Pirush Mishnayos in Avos where he goes to town and comes from this thing. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're not letting this one into the base Medrash over there. Okay, so remember, so we had that machlaikas, and then we had, according to the Gra, in that variant box, the most chomer of all. What was the most chomer? Not Beis Shammai, but Shammai. Shammai says you cannot exchange that silver coin you bring into your shalayim. You just leave it at the store for store credit. You do not, it does not get exchanged at all. You can't put it back into prutas at all. So the Gemara asks, my time at Shammai, what's his reason? Shammai Yishchaf Yasa Yisachulin, because we're scared. You're going to carry around so many prutas. You got, let's say, 20 prutas in your pocket. One of them is going to
get... We also had a concept of spreading it around in different stores. Didn't we? I
don't remember that, but it says here, perhaps he will get the money and he'll treat his chulin because there's so many of them. So that's what Shammai says. But you look... take a look at the variant box. You'll see what Morty said. So the Gra, if you remember, we had this a couple of dafim ago. We had a whole drasha on this. We said hakesep, right? Nusata hakesep, the hay is kesep rishon and not kesep sheni. You can't do it twice. So the reason for Shammai is he holds like Kesef Sheni. You can only do this one time. You only got one shot of it. Once you go to your shalayim, you can't exchange again. It's Medir Raisa. Once you're there, you can't like Kesef Sheni, right?
But that's not the reason for the Gemara.
But the Gemara doesn't give that reason. Zuck the variant box, and I think it's the Gra, he's quoting that. What the Gemara means to say is why not go the other way and not darshan it and use some other reason that you can exchange it. Says Shammai, I don't want to use that drasha because of this time. So that's a reason why he darshans loikas of sheni. How are you doing, Shlaimi? We're on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Shlaimi. Right at the bottom. Okay, we're about to turn the page. We're about to turn the page to Chaf Aleph and Beis. Okay? Very exciting. This is Shlaimi's, one of his favorite sugyas. I wish he was saying it, not me. Okay, Mishaya mixes butt of Tmeim. We have a problem because we have a pitcher of wine and some of the children are tame, some of them are tar. So what do you do about it? Because the tame children can't eat maaser sheni. So manan kaimen, what are we talking about by putting aside the sela and saying whatever the tahar children drink will be mchol on that sela? What are we talking about? Im ba'aymer mikvar, if he's stipulating it before anybody takes a drink, there's a whole pitcher of wine, and he's stipulating what part of this pitcher is maaser sheni and part is chulin. Gemara says that can't be. Mashka Mayrevi. It's mashka, and once it becomes tummy from one, it's gonna be all mixed up. That's not gonna help you, okay? The imbi aymer l'chishi yishtu, and if it's a case where he's saying put the cell aside, and I be machalit after they finish drinking, so the Gemara says l'mafreya chulin shasu. So then, if it only is chal after the whole drinking happened, so it happened with chulin. So what did he do? I mean, it's all. First of all, it's all drank up, both, right? But it's not a chav. It's not something that, you know, he could have done that. He could have set aside two. It's like two different pitchers. If it's after the fact,
he's saying it doesn't work altogether. The chilul doesn't work.
Why doesn't the chilul work? No, he says that.
Because they swallowed it already.
According to the second approach, okay, after they drink, they swallowed, right. Oh, yeah, according to me, onto what I already consumed, right. Thank you, Shlaimi. That's even more clear. I wish he was given it. Elakim nan kaimen. What are we dealing with? Ba'aymer mikvar l'chishi yishtu. Where he says, before they drink, it should be chal when it enters their mouth. So there's two different ways of understanding it, and this is important. Here we're dealing l'chayra with a case of breira, and he has a very nice in footnote 7, and I'll just pick out that one sentence. Breira allows for the immediate designation, shapsi, immediate, of an entity whose identity or nature will be retroactively clarified by a later choice. So he's designated it now. Only what the tar children will drink now is designating as maaser sheni before they drink, when they will eventually drink. And that's breira. Okay? That's
how
what...
That,
how
does that help?
How does it help? Because drink, only... Because it's
drank,
only the maaser... They will drink only maaser sheni. Only tar children will drink maaser sheni. It's hovar ha-dover, as they say. Hovar ha-dover, l'mafreya, that whatever the tar children drank is maaser sheni, wherever the tamei children drank is not maaser sheni. Okay? That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it, it's not that it's chal now, the chilo, for later when they drink it, but as it enters their mouth, it is chal, when it enters the mouth of the tar, it becomes maaser sheni and the tamei. What's the difference? I mean, is it semantics? It's a huge difference. The difference is there's a problem because we know all over Shas, Morty, that we only paskin yesh breira by a drabanon. We do not paskin breira by a deraisa. So it would be a little bit of a tight squeeze to say that this works as breira if we're dealing with deraisas. That's of chil maaser sheni is deraisa, so it works out in terms of breira. It works out better, maybe not as lumdish, but it works out better to say that it's chal. It's not saying when he made the tanai. He's saying the tanai happens ba'aymer mikvar l'chishiyishtu. I'm making the chil now l'chishiyishtu when it enters their mouth, and it's not totally on breira, okay. And then the Gemara finishes off. B'tmei and tmei meis. What are we talking about? What kind of tuma are these children subject to? It's only tmei meis, because we're talking about where both sets of children are going to be handling the pitcher. The pitcher is made out of cheres. Cheres is only mitameh from the inside, not from the outside. And therefore, if they're tamei meis, touching the klei cheres and not touching the wine inside will be fine. So they can both, that's nimsa, that they can both use the klei, because the ones that are, right, the ones that are tamei are going to be pouring chulin. The ones that are tar are going to be pouring ma'aser sheni, but they're not going to be touching anything if they're tamei meis. She'ein klei cheres mitamei machayrav, because the klei cheres is not mitamei from the outside level, but man from a ziva.
If itself does not become
tam. What?
Right,
exactly. Avol b'tmeit to meziva. But if there's zavim, those children that are tummy are tamas not the ziva. That we already have a different kind of tumah. Shah zav tame beheset. A zav tam is metame by moving something even without touching it. So moving the klecheres will be metame the wine inside of it, because he's moving the wine. Okay. Loibada, you can't be talking about that case, because obviously the tummy children cannot handle the pitcher if they're tumah ziva.
But we're more concerned of them drinking from it, right?
No, that we took care of.
Right, but I'm saying because touching it, the brother could pour it for him or whatever.
So the Gemara's going to speak out. That's if you want to have both of the sets of children handling the pitcher. B'she'ein echad ma'ara. Only when both sets are not pouring. Avol im yesh echad ma'ara. But if only the tahar children are the pourers and they're pouring in, there's no problem at all. It could even be tumah ziva. Fill tameyam tumah ziva. Hadin olach ma'aser sheni nitein. Okay.
Right. Example of tumah ziva is to show you that even tumah ziva can be nitma,
but tumah ziva, if somebody else pours,
still eat,
they won't be eating ma'aser sheni. It'll be chulin because he was only he did that tnai. Because he did the tnai. Okay. Zok the Mishnah din, beginning Perek Shlishi. Okay. Layom ram lechaveroi. A person may not say to a friend, "Halas perso elul chalek, bring this ma'aser sheni up to Yerushalayim, and then we'll divide it there, because we have a halacha which we learned in the very first Mishnah of the Masechta that you cannot pay schar, you can't use ma'aser sheni to pay schar. Okay, so that's what we're worried about. We're worried about doing something that's going to make it look that you're paying schar with ma'aser sheni. So if a person tells his friend, take these up, okay, and then we'll split it, then he's using the ma'aser sheni to get
pay you $20,
right, exactly, right, or he could use the ma'aser sheni. Elohim alai, but he can say halein shenaychlein v'shenishtein v'yushalayim. That we can do, then we'll eat it together, and that's a matnas chinam. That's not a wage. That's, listen, do me this favor, and we'll eat when we get there. It's not a division. It's not a specific division that constitutes a wage. That's okay. And as we said in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, I will nice and zealous matnas chinam, because you can, one can give to the other matnas chinam. So the Gemara says, really, at the end of the day, yes, there's a technical difference, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing, right? Why should the chachamim, isn't the mutter way close enough to the usser way that the chachamim should have ussered it? That's the question. And the Gemara answers, Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Yoina son, Hami alachas shel imomi. These are the alachas that are obscure. Some people think imom is related to gimgum, like stammering, like it's not, it lacks clarity. Why you would say one is mutter and why you would say one is usser. And basically, bottom line is, we're gonna find a way to say that it's mutter because we want this to happen. We want somebody to be able to take the ma'aser sheni up to Yerushalayim and keep the mitzvah of eating it there. Therefore, we're gonna make it easy for him to arrange for somebody to carry it. One way, right? Even though it's very close to the usser way. Tam Taninon, we learned there in the Mishnah, which we learned together. It's in Shvias. Ha'imer l'payel, we're talking about a case here, just for a little bit of a refresher. We're talking about Yerek, okay? Yerek goes basar l'kita, goes basar the year that you, right? Now, there's Yerek that grew in the sixth year, is picked in the seventh year, which has a din of Kedusha Shvias, but does not have a din of Svichin, according to Moshe Yerushalayim, because it didn't grow in the seventh year. It grew in the sixth year. Only if it grows in the seventh year is it Svichin and usher to eat, because of the Gzeir of the Rabbanan. If it grew in the sixth year and only picked in the seventh, it has a Kedusha Shvias. But we also know we cannot pay a debt with Perish Shvias. So here's a similar kind of deal over here. So if he tells his worker, "Hey, lacha iser zevel akeit li yerek hayoyim, take this iser and pick for me yerek today, schorei mutter." That is not paying a debt. That's not paying the wage with perishvias. That's paying a wage, a daily wage, and it's owed no matter how much yerakas you. You bring in, you owe it, and it's not considered paying anything with shvias. Okay, it's not considered selling shvias. He says in 10, under the terms of his employment, the worker is entitled to iser as his wage, since the money is paid for his labor rather than the vegetables. There's not money exchanged for shvias produce. This money is not considered exchanged, and therefore not usher. It doesn't have a sanctity of shvias. That's a question, whether the money has a sanctity. Let's say he is lakaitli boy yorek hayayim. One says, pick vegetables for this iser for me today. So one says, heilcha iser. Here's the iser and pick vegetables. One says, pick vegetables with this iser. It's almost the same thing. Schori usher. That's considered an exchange. Right? So it's very similar to our situation. Two very, very similar things. And this, the next little ket in the Gemara, some people are not even gairis, but it's similar. Two things that are very, one thing's mutter, one thing's also, but very, very similar. Lokach ben anachtum kikir v'punyon, he wants to take wants to buy from a baker a kikir that's worth a punyon, but how does he pay him? Keshe elkat yarkai sado avilach. When I collect a hefker yerek, not yerek that grows in the garden, but yerek that's mutter on shvias, I'll bring this to you, right? And that'll be the payment for the bread. That's mutter. That is not considered paying a debt with perishvias. But lakach mimenustam, and the Rambam says maybe because it's chalip and whatever. Lakach mimenustam. But if he says nothing, he buys it on credit. Lo yishalam meishvias. Then he can't use those same yerakas and pay the baker off. She ain't parin chayim mit beishvias. You can't pay a debt with beishvias. So the Gemara circles back. Ma beno aimer lakeitli ben aimer lakeitli bai. What's the difference between here's an iser and pick vegetables, which is mutter, right? Which where the it doesn't get the meishvias doesn't get kedusha shvias. Or he says lakeitli. What? Right. Yeah, exactly. That is the difference. But at the bottom line, he's not going to work for more than Isser. He's only going to pay Isser. He's not going to collect more than Isser worth of Paris. He's not going to give him for that Isser that he's getting paid. He's not going to do a dinner worth of Paris, right? So at the bottom line, it's the same thing. That's the Gemara's the question, and the Gemara answers. Right, Rabbi Yavam, b'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, the halacha shel imam he, same thing. It's one of the obscure halachas. The difference, and again, it's in order to enable, it's a kula in order to enable people to be able to have pick it in a mutter way. Okay.
What's the word? Imum is obscure.
Imum is the same thing as gimgum, like stammering, stuttering. You know.